Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Just so delighted that you tuned in this morning or this afternoon and this year. Yes. Hallelujah. This is truly the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. We're grateful to God for his love, his mercy, his kindness, his peace, his joy, his love. Hallelujah. 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 We give honor to God today, for he is the only true and living God. Yes. You know, God, the name is a title. Hallelujah. But we're talking about the Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Yes, 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 yes. That's not a figment of our imagination. Oh, the only true and living God, the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. The one who exists not because of the will or the imagination of man, because he is. Hallelujah. And man exists because of him. The earth exists because of him. The universes, with an S, exist because of him. Ah, everything you see because of him, that you don't see because of him. All the formulas of the world that you know of, it exists because of him. And the ones that man is yet to discover, because of him. Hallelujah. Yes, it's all because of him. And we're talking about the only true and living God, Adonai Elohim. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for tearing down. Yes, hallelujah. But this is the mighty God in whom we're talking. Hallelujah. Giving honor to this morning and every morning. Hallelujah. He is our Father. Yeah, those of us who have received his Son as our Lord and Savior. Yes, 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 Almighty God. And he's open to every human being. Yes, he is. We give honor to him. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just delighted that you tuned in this morning, and it's morning for us now. Hallelujah. But as I say, maybe afternoon for you. Maybe evening, maybe 50 years from now, but we're so glad that you tuned in. Hallelujah. And we're grateful that the Lord will have us to say something that would make a difference in your life. Not to give us glory. It's not about us. It's all about him, the Almighty God. Woo! Glory be to his name, Almighty God. And I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray, and we just love to pray. Oh, yes, we do. And why is that? Because, you know, we know that who we are talking to. It's a conversation. But we just get excited sometimes. My God, from Zion. Hallelujah. Something just happened. Oh, when we come into his presence. My Lord. Ooh, it gets down deep inside. Hallelujah. When you think of the goodness of Yeshua and all, that's Jesus, and all he's done for us. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. And if you're not saved, if you don't have that testimony, you will be able to have it if you just give your life to God. That's all. Just give it to him. Don't hold back. The world has nothing to offer. I don't even care if you're a millionaire, trillionaire. It's good. Money. People fake it. all that stuff doesn't mean anything. Because he created us, that he will dwell with us and in us. So you're missing it. The main ingredient of your life. If you don't have it. Yes. Hallelujah. You're missing it. You don't want to miss it. He's good. He's so good. And don't tell me about what. Well, that. This person, they're hypocrites. Well, if you have siblings, they're not all 100, and I guess what, and nor are you. And so you're going to turn on your parents because of the way your siblings behave? No. That's on them. Hey, you just get a bigger piece of the pie. That's how you say, I'm not doing that, Mom. I'm not doing that, Daddy. That's them. Why can't you take that same principle and apply it with your relationship with God? Well, I'm not because, come on now. Let's stop with the excuses. Don't let someone cause you not to experience or live a life that would be pleasing to God. So when you return, you close your eyes and you open up in eternity. When he asks you to give an account for your behavior on this earth, you want to get an A. Some people say, whatever it is, as long as it's not a get away from me. And that's not funny. That's painful. Because God's desire is that none of us should perish. And we were created for his glory. Yes, he gives some millionaire, makes some millionaires treat it. What you doing with it? Makes some of us are in poverty. Well, people say it's poverty. You don't have, yes, if you're homeless, and you're in a serious situation. But, you know, you'd be surprised. I'm not saying, I'm not saying it's a good place to be. But they have learned to be content. And God has elevated them out of their situation and showed them how much he loved them and the miracles that he worked in our lives. When you think that you got it going on and you know all the right people and you have the money and the people you know have money and power, you know, you don't think of God as I really need him. You're a little arrogant with it, and sometimes I don't want to be too extreme, need to have an experience with God to know that you need God. Your material gain in this earth means absolutely nothing if you don't have God. No, it's nothing. Zero. Zero. Nothing. You need him. You need him every day, every second. Yes. You can have all the money in the world. There's a sickness that can come upon you, and the doctors don't even know what to do to it. But he does, and he'll see you through. It's his will always, and we yield to it. We don't understand a lot of things, but we understand that God is in control. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that lightly either. Because I can imagine in some places the pain. But then I can also the joy that he brings to us. And we remember those who are saved You're children of the kingdom of God. This is not our home, and we can't forget it. Sometimes it's kind of easy when life takes an easy turn to forget. We said we have it, but our action speaks differently. So we just have to be in the middle and be in God and stay close to our Father. Yes. Oh, it's a good place to be. In his loving arms. Oh, my Lord. Oh, after all the craziness and all, you just, but God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. God is good. God is good. That's my thought for the day. Psalms 33. God loves you. God loves us. God loves me. Oh, we mean so much to him. So there are times in your life that you feel that, and I know some saints say, oh, no, not me, because I'm always in God. I keep my mind stayed on him. But, you know, Jesus had some moments. And I know some people say, there we go talking about that. But it was a moment. John the Baptist had a moment. Some of us have just a few more moments. But just remember that God loves you. And he cares so much about you. And we need him. And he wants us to need him. Yes, when we really and truly come to the full reality, just who we are and whose we are, my Lord. Psalms 33. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devour my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their ways be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid from me their net in a pit, which without cause they have dug for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let him and let his net that he has hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witness did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They reward me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothes were sackcloth. I humbled my soul and was with fasting, and my prayers returned unto my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily, so only that mourneth for as one that mourneth for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the adjunct gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did not tear me, and they did tear me and chase me, I'm sorry, and cease not with hypocritical mockery and feasts. They gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long will thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darlings from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with their eyes that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and say, ha ha, our eyes have seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silent, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify himself against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. That, I'm sorry, that was 35. And I was supposed to be reading 33. But that was David writing that one. Let's do 30. I guess maybe I was supposed to do 35, but let's do 33. A praise for God's goodness. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and the instruments of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord was the heaven made, and all the host of them. By the breath of his mouth, he gathered the waters of the sea together. As in heat, he layeth up the depth into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considers all their work. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Behold,
upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trust in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us accordingly as we hope in thee. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God for his goodness. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you. Hallelujah, we bless your holy name. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be able to come and open our mouth and speak of your glory, of your majesty, of your goodness, of your kindness, of your faithfulness. Oh, Lord, we thank you. For we know that is true. For you have been merciful enough to allow us to taste your goodness. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. To taste your anointing. Oh, God, to experience your anointing, to experience your healing, to experience your deliverance, to experience your provision. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We're a witness that you're a God that loves your people, that you're a God who provides for your people, that you are the God who is the shield and help of your people. We're a witness. We're not speaking and saying it in vain. We know, Almighty God, that you are. And Father, we come in the matchless name of Yeshua, giving you the glory and honor. Hallelujah. Worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Lord God. And we come. Hallelujah. No other name. Hallelujah. But the name of your Son, Yeshua. Oh, some call him Jesus, but we know his name to be Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, great God. Ooh, there is none like you. And we thank you for giving us the revelation. Thank you for your kindness, Father. Hallelujah. Your long suffering. Almighty God, we know that you're God and you're God alone. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. Hallelujah. For truly, this is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. And you are in control. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have blessed us with everything that we need for this day. And we thank you that you give us the opportunity, Father, to glorify your name, to tell someone of your goodness and not miss the opportunity. Thank you for keeping us sharp, Almighty God, and on point. Thank you, Lord, in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the lessons that we learn and that we are demonstrating and applying in our everyday life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us not have knowledge and not application. Father God, allow us to apply the word. Hallelujah. That you're so kind and merciful and allowed us to know. Hallelujah. Let us not do it with arrogance, but with a humble heart. Almighty God, that we glorify our Father which is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for attending to the needs of your people and those who are on our prayer list, Lord. We thank you for touching and meeting every need, providing for them. Hallelujah. And we know that you don't get it mixed up, not confused. Touch each one, Almighty God, with your mercy. Almighty God, with your healing. Oh, God, your protection for those who need protection. Almighty God, those who need provision, those who need salvation, healing, deliverance, encouragement. Oh, God, we thank you. Those who feel isolated and feel as if no one cares or understands. Oh, God, thank you. Touch, oh, if I fickle, as only you, great God, can touch. Oh, you said all souls are mine. Oh, and you care and you love. Oh, God. Oh, we were made in your image and in your likeness. Hallelujah. And you knew each one of us before we entered into this world. God, we give you glory. We thank you for your awesome power, God. Oh, to heal, deliver. Ah, to meet every need. Oh, God, we give you glory. How great and awesome you are. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and we honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you. There is none like you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this day is the day and every day that you have made. For we're in this day and we thank you for all that you have provided for this day. We thank you for granting travel and mercy, every means of transportation, God, of traveling. We thank you for traveling mercy for your people. We thank you for peace on the job, peace in the home, oh, peace in marriages, or peace in families. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Peace in Washington, D.C., hallelujah. Peace, Almighty God. Father, those that are desiring to come and enter into this nation, we ask and we're asking that everyone that entered the airspace, the water, by land, however they're coming in, that they must come through the blood of your son, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. They must come. So we ask and we apply the blood of Jesus to the four corners of this nation, top to bottom, over and under. Hallelujah. And everyone that is not of you, that has not been sent by you, let not enter in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. For you are our God in these United States, its property and its territory, guarding angels of protection, guarding this nation. Almighty God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if any has slipped in, if any has slipped in, Almighty God, touch their hearts, their minds. Rebuke the spirit of hatred, malice, and disrespect from this nation. Greed, remove it from this nation. Pride from this nation. Almighty God, we thank you for the spirit of humility in this nation. We thank you for the spirit of love in this nation, and we take care of our own, and we don't take it counted robbery. Hallelujah. We have a love, Father God, for you loved us, and let us love each other. Make the crooked way straight. Give wisdom, Almighty God, and those that are doing things that is not for good, expose it, Almighty God, and turn their hearts around in the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord God, we thank you. There's no time for us to be playing, Almighty God, and fill with the desires of man. Touch, Almighty God, in the name, and tear down the walls, Almighty God, that separate us from you. Let the spirit of love flow in this nation, Almighty God. Love for each other, and then allow it to spread abroad. Love for you, more importantly. Hallelujah, because if we're not loving you, we cannot love each other. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. Rebuke the spirit of murder in this nation. Oh, God, rebuke the spirit of murder, Almighty God, and allow the love of life to flow freely in this nation. Almighty God, we can't do anything, Father, without you. We love you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for loving us. We ask that you forgive us for the sins that we have committed. Our fathers, along with us, word, thought, and deed against thee and thee only, Almighty God. Hallelujah. It all for naught if we don't repent. Hallelujah. For the sins of this nation, Almighty God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that were in the church, repent for the sins that we have committed. Word, thought, and deed, being satisfied with just what we have and not taking the time to seek you like we should seek you, to teach our children, God. Hallelujah, forgive us for not teaching our children the way of the Lord, Almighty God, that they would not sin against you, great God. Hey, when we look around, we see that we fail, God. Almighty God. We made them think that an education and a good job was everything. Oh, God, money, long as they have money and can do. Oh, we replace this from teaching about you, Almighty God, and we see the results of it. Have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord. We have sinned. We have compromised in our teaching. Oh, God, compromising your word. Forgive us, Lord, and give us holy boldness. All that we can stand and preach the word, the unadulterated word truth of the living God. Oh, give us clarity, power of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, give us understanding, revelation knowledge, that we can be sure when we open our mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Hallelujah. We came on this earth to glorify you. Hallelujah. Not to keep up vanity. Almighty God. For it's all vanity. Almighty God. But not with you. It will take us from here to glory. Your word. Your commandments. Your will. Your way. For we were created to glorify you. Yes, we were. Let us do it, Lord. And thank you for forgiving us. Hallelujah. We need a serious pardon. Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness. We thank you. Hallelujah, for your forgiveness. And it is in the matchless name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer. Our Intercessor. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pleading for us right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. You're so kind. Oh, God, we can just keep on because the children in school need to be guarded and protected. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The mind of Christ. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The mind of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for not allowing us to lose our voice. Almighty God. Oh, the tempter causes, tempt us to lose our voice. Thank you for holy boldness. Thank you for taking the authority given us and staying all for your glory, Lord. All for your glory. Not arrogance, no, but holy boldness. Taking authority in the territory that has been given. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Stay the hand of the enemy. Set free physically and spiritually, Lord, all those that are bound. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some wanting to give up. Don't let them give up. Meet their need. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The most minute, consider it the most minute thing. We thank you for it. Oh, we walk humbly before our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for giving us clarity. Thank you for showing us where we're weak. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can't just thank you, Lord. Order our steps. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Order our steps, mighty God. Mighty God. Don't allow us to trust illusions. Almighty God, don't let us get so wrapped up in a denomination. Hallelujah. Almighty God, oh God, but let us get wrapped up, tied up in you, Lord. Ooh, oh Lord, you alone, Almighty God. Ah, ooh, yeah, you, Lord, you, ooh, how great you are. You, Lord, we thank you for the pastors, the apostles, indeed, the evangelists, the missionaries, the deacons. We thank you for the teachers and the pastors and the preachers. We thank you for all that you've given for the perfecting of your children. Oh, God, hallelujah. You call deacons. Told the disciples to get some deacons, some men of good report. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. A good report, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Good report. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, put your church in order, Lord God. Hallelujah. Put your church in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your church in order. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, those, hallelujah, who's about to be martyred for the word. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have mercy, Lord. Their families, their children. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, save, Almighty God, let your presence be known, oh, God, still, peace be still, Almighty God. One day all of this will be over and we'll see your face. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. And we'll see the face of him who died for us. And we'll be in a new heaven and a new earth. Almighty God. Our God is God. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. God is so good to us, his people. He loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. I mean, he loves us so, and we don't even realize. And so often we say, I ain't got nobody. I ain't got no friends. I ain't got no mama. You know where we go. As the saying in Bible study. Hallelujah. We go on that pity party. You know how Moses went in chapter 11 of Numbers. You know how Moses went. I didn't give birth to these people. These your people. You know, it's too much for me. I ain't got nothing. Ain't nobody liking me. Nobody like me. Oh, we have those pity parties. And we get all the graffiti, the balloons. You know what I'm saying. You write our golden invitation. Come to my party. Because it's just pull me. Pull me, pull me. Oh, you should see what has happened to me. Mm-hmm. Mhm. Mhm. And I mean, we go for it. We can't be gophers, you know. And as I said to the class on our last evening, if we realize God made them a mighty kingdom, the kingdom of Israel. God showed them. When he destroyed the mighty armies of Pharaoh, they did not realize that this was their kingdom and this was their Lord, their king who was, protecting them. But yet they sit and murmur and wanted to go back into slavery. They wanted to go back to a defeated nation in which their king had wiped out their army. Good God from Zion. We get so wrapped up in what we don't have and that we're not comfortable with this. And the next thing, they had livestock. They wiped Egypt out, and their king brought them out with a mighty hand, and I'm not talking about Moses. Woo! Can you imagine who you are? Sometimes you get so bogged down, you think going back in the world is better for you. Oh, when I was in the world, I had this and I had that. Defeated. It's defeated. Now, why you want to go back? That's why. But I say that, and I'm saying we have to keep each other encouraged and pray for one another that we're not tempted. But when you see the reality of what we're saying, it makes no sense. You can allow people to whisper in your ear who don't know fully who you are, nor do they know your king, and they say, I'm with you, and they don't know what they're talking about, and then they don't understand who's leading you. Well, if God will do this, you know, you might need to rethink
think. Because you can't be hearing from God if, and he's doing this. Look what he did for them. Look what he did for that one. You know, come on, man. Come on. Don't tell us to trust God for nothing. And we, yes, we need children of God whose eyes are open and can see the goodness of God in our life. We were created, read the scriptures so often, we were created for his glory and his purpose. This is not our home. We have to remind each other of this. And we can walk tall and strong in this earth. Do you know who's in you? The King. Oh. Lord have mercy. Woo! When we get a real reality of the power and authority that we have and who our King is. You will hear me when I say, Lord, thank you for being our Father, our God, our Master, and our King. Lord of every area of our life, we yield it to you. Don't hold back on God. God, I give it to you. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Open my eyes that I'll see and not gripe and complain all that God has done for us individually and collectively. Let me see my livestock. Let me see what I have. God, I thank you. He is a provider. Oh, my God. My brothers and my sisters and my brothers, God loves us with an everlasting love. Yes, he does. Oh, he gave love its definition. Hey, hey, oh, hallelujah. And its meaning. Mm-hmm. You'll grab hold of that one in a minute. The definition and the meaning. Words have definitions and they have meanings. Hey, glory to God. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Some people, hey, yeah, you say you better watch out. This is going to happen in the house. You know, we shouldn't say that. We should say, glory to God. I'm in the kingdom of the Most High God. When God stir up his army, going to turn this earth upside down before we leave it. So we may as well, if we got a foot on the banana peel and foot on solid ground, we may as well just step on over to the solid ground side, huh? Hunger and thirst after him. Yes, study his word. Holy Ghost, give me understanding, revelation, knowledge. Remove all the old teaching. And they didn't mean any harm. They just didn't know any better. God, oh. Sometimes we have to go all the way back to the book of the Acts of the Apostles and see. That's the blueprint right there. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to go back to where we are in Genesis, the first chapter, in the beginning, the origin of it all. God. Hallelujah. That's what we have to do. We have to stir up our spirit in the Lord. Ha. Huh? Stir up ourselves in him. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Sometimes you have so many crazy things happening like, Lord, this doesn't make any sense, but nevertheless, it's in the push. Ha! Just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he'll direct your path. God knows for the last 2 weeks, he's been doing that. I mean, stuff just popping all out that made no sense. That make no sense. Bam, 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 bam. And yet I realize it could have been worse. but God. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank him for being with me. I thank him for encouraging me. See, sometimes I just have to make it personal. I thank God. Hallelujah. Can we get a I thank God and bless God. Woo! God, just like I said, just lift your hands to heaven and bless his name. This, oh, it's so crazy. I don't understand none of this. I lift my hands to you and I bless your name. Hallelujah. Remesse. So if you can't lift up your hands, throw your eyes up. Wiggle your toes. You know what it means. Yes, Lord. Woo! I cried. And that's not a hand. That's loud. I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have to throw that hand up and throw that head up, woo, back and bless his name. Hallelujah. Cried unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And some brothers and sisters are going through some things that's so traumatic. If you thought about it, your mind, it would be stressed out. But yet, they're yet holding on. Hallelujah. They threw their hand up and they blessed the God of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. The maker and the creator of all things. Hallelujah. He knows the road that I take. Hallelujah. He knows. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. He didn't tell me every day, but Lord, have mercy. I can't make it without you. I know it for a fact. Oh, he is the living word. Hallelujah. Oh, what a God. Oh, Lord. Encourage each other in the Lord. Those that look like they're going astray, don't talk about them. Don't blast them. Just pray for them that the Lord will bring them back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will bring them back strong and mighty in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord for it right now. Yes, we do. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I just get excited so much. Hallelujah. But it's something that the people complain and whine. And even the grown men in Numbers 11, it tells us that Moses heard them whining and complaining. They saw the glory of God, but they're whining and complaining. And Moses started to complain. But I will read Numbers, the 11th chapter and the 23rd verse, which for me is the sum of it all. And the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. I ask you, is the Lord's hands waxed short? And the answer is no. God understood where Moses was, and he dealt with Moses where he was, and he gave him an answer. He gave him an answer. He didn't bring consuming fire on him. He didn't burn, he didn't wipe them all out. He gave him an answer. God is good and he is merciful and he is kind. Yet he is a consuming fire.
Hallelujah. So those who are in authority, those who have been given assignments, which we all have been, is God's arms to show us or to wax? No. He keeps his promises. And the truth be known, we have some issues with keeping our promises, but not God. He's not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, it shall come to pass. Yes. A mighty nation, and they didn't see themselves as who and who they were and whose they were. Who they came. They had a problem with who being like children, people of a mighty king. Because no one else had it. Don't try to be like the world. Ooh, oh God, I just got a revelation. If we try to be like the world, then why would the world want to come into us? Why would we, what would make our kingdom any different than the world's kingdom? That's a thought. Woo! Hooray, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is truly God. And besides him, there is none other. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Those walls could tear down. Hallelujah. And we could step in the reality, the mighty, mighty reality of who we are and whose kingdom we are in. Hallelujah. When we step, we understand that God is in us. When we step in a room, everything changed, not because of us, but who's in us. Joy, 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 joy. Hallelujah. When things try to show us negativity, you know, we can speak those things that be not. Instead of, like we were reading the first lesson, why would we just don't speak peace? Storm in the room, say, peace, be still. Learning that. In a bad situation, peace, be still. God is in the situation. God is in the room. He can handle it. Hallelujah. We allow a lot of stuff to happen because we don't think. We don't get just wrapped up and absorbed in him and in the kingdom and in the authority that he has given us. Let's think about being children of the kingdom and happy about being in the kingdom of God. Woo! Oh, glory. And there are times that he have us to fight. He have us to walk. That's why prayer is so good. And no, I didn't read Genesis. We didn't do our foundational scripture, but it was just me. One day I'll share what happened to me this morning. But nevertheless, Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face, he be faithful, shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken, my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter and the 24th verse, it reads as follows. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Elder and sister, God bless you both for coming on. And my darling sisters, thank you as always. I love you all. Go in peace, go in love, go in the joy and power of the Holy Ghost. God loves you.